Okay, so we had one last akuda from this previous sugi, then we'll try to get a little bit feet wet into the next sugi as well. So we spoke about a machlokes between the Balei HaTosfos and our sugi and the Taz and the Shittas HaRash. The Rash was also on the Balei HaTosfos, but he disagreed with the Taisus and our sugi about what do we make of this din that a Yisrael is not allowed to feed his animals truma. That's a given, it's a mission to argue about. What's the nature of that Isser? So the Balei HaTosfos and our sugya and Yevamos and Shabbos and every time the sugya comes up, so Taisa says the same piece. Taisa says this is part of a general isur of hanoshal kiloi, which is nisa deraisa. It's a nisa deraisa for tevel. It's a deraisa for truma lazar, truma Yisrael, and achilas behema is no different than a locha shemen. It's all the same thing. Anytime you nana from truma. Shalom in a manner that destroys the truma is an issur gomer mitat Torah. But the Rash says not. The Rash says this is not part of a general picture of an oshel kiloi. There's a very, very specific issur here of a behemoth Yisrael. It's a bitul of what the Torah says. The kayan ki yikne nefesh kinyan kaspo. Anyone who's called a nefesh, including animals, we spoke a little bit about that yesterday, anyone who's considered to be a nefesh cannot partake of truma unless you happen to be a kid in kaspo of a kohen, and therefore animals are excluded. What about other kinds of hanos from truma, not a chilus behema? Hanos al kiloi, making fires, says the Rash. Vishtate, that's also. Yeah, shit is also. Vishtate, that's also. The Torah, says the Rash. And I'll bring you Raya, says the Rash. We find it's mutter light of about the knesios, about the midrashos, all the things that we spoke about yesterday. So the Rash says, you see from here that the entire isser of hanoshal kili and truma hakol b'kol zol b'drabon min haTorah, there's no such as behema. Chilus behema is an isser b'fnei atzmai, but it does no impact, zero impact on a general issue of hanoshal kili. That's the shittas, famous shittas of Rash. So tachlis, laisa, bottom line, is there an isser gomer min haTorah of hanoshal kili and truma subject to this debate? However, when it comes to Tevel, it sounds like there really is an Issa Deraisa of Hanosha Kiloi, because the Gemara seems to say that Eim Alikim B'Tevel, the Gemara quotes Pesuchim for that Mishmeres Trumosai, that was the only place the Gemara actually quoted Mishmeres Trumosai. Everybody else took it one step further, but Lamaisa, the Gemara says Pevole, that you're not allowed to be Malik with Shemen Shel Tevel, and the Gemara quotes Pesuchim, so it sounds like that's an Issa Deraisa. So if that's true, then we have a very, very strange phenomenon, according to Shittas HaRash. We have a phenomenon that I have Tevel in front of me, and there's a certain Issur Goma Min HaTorah. It may even carry Bisa Deshamayim, according to some. There's an Issur Goma Min HaTorah of doing action planning, Hanoshal Kili, lighting a fire with Tevel. Even though if I would do the identical action with Truma, that would not be an Issur Deraisa. According to the Rash, there's nothing also that the Moshe Rabbeinu can Yisrael come and take truma and burn it, use it for firewood? Yeah, nothing wrong. So, Minotaur, it's perfectly okay. So it comes out, according to the Rash, a very, very modern thing, very strange thing, that the same action that the Torah assers with Tevel doesn't asser with truma. So some of you may be wondering, so, like, why? Like, it took me 10 minutes to explain it. Like, so, asma, who cares? I care, I'll tell you why I care. There was a famous chakira, very famous shayla. What is or is not the relationship between the Isra of Tevel and the Isra of Truma? So let's leave out Hanoshal Kilo for a second. I'll talk about Achilas Tevel, Achilas Truma. Everybody agrees there's an Isra Gomer Min HaTorah to eat Tevel? Not a question about it. Tlo Yichalu Es Kshem Ha'she Yorimu L'Hashem, Yorimu is a Lashon Osid. So comes the Gemara Yevamos and says, comes the Gemara Sanhedrin and says, that you're not allowed to eat Tevel, Min HaTorah, Es Kshem Ha'rimu L'Hashem, absolutely, nothing to discuss. So it's an achilas tevel min haTorah. Is there an isser for a zar, for Yisrael, to eat truma? No question about it. Chozar l'yorcho kodesh, Torah says it multiple times. Is there a misa b'dei shemayim for it? Absolutely, no question about it. So now we have, I mean, I shouldn't say no questions, almost no question. Is the fact that these two isurim exist, is this just coincidental? It happens to be you're not allowed to eat tevel, you're not allowed to eat zar, can't eat truma. You're not, if you eat tevel, you chamis de shemayim. If you eat truma, you have misa b'shemayim. Is this totally coincidental, this phenomenon? Oh, wait a second. Do we scratch ahead and say, wait a second? When there are too many coincidences that shows there's a plan here. So I was just listening. So I forgot who just said. What did I just listen to somebody the other day who said that? Oh, anyway, yeah, it was at the NCSY white dinner last night. One of the videos. It was Rabbi Gorman, I think, said. So I just heard it somewhere. He said that, I think someone said it. He said that the word coincidence is just another one of the shamus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I mean, it's also just a coincidence. Coincidence to be the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan. So it's just a 10-letter name for the Shem Hashem in English. I forgot who he was quoting. He said such a lush. So what's pshat? Are these two total coincidences? It just, by golly, happens to be. There's an issa to do this, this to do that, save money for this, blah, blah, blah. It's almost like Moshe Mandav Adoyma. There's an issa to eat chometz on Pesach, and there's an issa to eat chalev. Would anybody say there's any connection living on there between these two issur? They're both lavim, they're both kares, they both start with the letter ches, they both have three letters to them. So what? I mean, you want to give some drush, a shalosh shudus or something, you know, the olim asayayim and something, you know, chaylev and chametz, the three letters, and one starts with a lam, one was a mem, and the gematria is close, it's off by 46, but it's close enough. You're like, I mean, like, you can, like, you give a whole shtick, a little drush about it, but I mean, come on, you know, and in the world of lomdus and halacha, clearly there's absolutely zero connection between the two. So is that our approach to tevel and truma? It's just pure coincidence, not the shem v'shem, just pure coincidence that they're both lav, that they're both, the item grew in the ground, they both have misa v'shemayim. Oh, wait a second, this is a little bit more than just sheer coincidence. Could one present the following lomdus? You know why you're not allowed to eat tevel? Because licked in every tevel is what does tevel mean by definition? You haven't separated trumas and maizes. So in every tevel is a shtik truma. The tevel is also al shem ha-truma shavoy. So it's a very, very famous hakira. What happens to be Yosef Engel happens to have the hakira. But this is an old machlekes rishon. It's a fairish machlekes rishon. It's machlekes Rashi and Tosfos and Maseches Yevamos. So Rashi writes, as Alosha, Rashi writes that you want to know why tevel is usher. What's the lomdus of this tevel? So Rashi, tevel is usher. O shema truma shaboy. Because this truma urabo, it's truma that hasn't yet been separated, but it's also the kach to be separated. Therefore, there's nothing intrinsically wrong about eating tevel. The real problem is eating truma. That's the real mukhoi. The realness is eating truma. Elohat, whenever you eat tevel, so by definition, you're eating in a certain sense truma. It's not truma shahu for sure, but it's potential truma. And that's not actual truma, it's potential truma. That's what Rashi says, Absalom, Disin, Yvamas.
Rabbit.
Yeah.
But then wouldn't tevel be mutter for Kohanim?
Yes, that's Toys' kasha. Yeah. So Toys has that kasha against Rashi. Toys jumps to Rashi's right. Toys says, why are you talking to Marcus? Toys says, Im Kain. How could it be that tevel is us? Everyone agrees if a kohen eats tevel, it's chametz b'shemayim. If a kohen eats truma, he makes a bracha shirkin shor and says, "Well, chametz truma." So how could it be they talking? How could Rashi say such a thing that tevel is us from truma shabai? The facts clearly are not that way. So the chavit the adover v'das Rashi is the following: you said that truma is a dover kodesh. The Torah says chozal liyachol kodesh. It's a dover kodesh. As a dover kodesh, so in theory. Kodesh means it's the Rabban Shloms. That's what Kodesh means. Kachim are the Rabban Shloms, and Shubas are Rabban Shlom. Kodesh Lashem, all Kedush in the world emanates from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Why is there a Kodesh Zazman, and why is there a Kodesh Zmachom, and why is there a Kodesh Zkuna? It's all because things are connected to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So Truma, B'ikaron, is a Dava Kodesh, and therefore it should be Osir to Kohen also. Eloha, there's a concept in Allah called Meshuchim Gavaya Kazachu. I might use that Losh, Meshuchim Gavaya Kazachu. Meshuchim Gavaya Kazachu means that every once in a while you have a Dava Kadosh that belongs to Kadosh Baruch Hu, but a Kadosh Baruch Hu sent me an invitation. So if a Kadosh Baruch Hu invites me to eat it, I'm eating it as a guest of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So whoever is invited to eat it as a guest of a Kadosh Baruch Hu is allowed to do so. Why am I allowed to eat part of a carbon? A Kohen's allowed to eat. It's mamish kochi kochi. It's crazy. How can it be? It's kochi kochi. If Yisrael eats it, it's an issa gomim in a Torah. And a Kohen's had to go to mitzvah for him to eat it. Why? So Gemara invokes this lashon meshuchim gavaya kazachu. You're eating it because the Kadosh Baruch Hu invited you to eat it. So you have this concept in Halacha that a dava kodesh is off limits unless you receive the written invitation by Kadosh Baruch Hu. What's the written invitation of that gives the Kohen the right to eat truma? There's a mitzvah to see this truma. The mitzvahs are frosh's truma. There's a mitzvah, nesinah's truma. Whether you count, there's one mitzvah, two mitzvahs, a different story. But there's a concept of nesinah's truma. So comes the Torah Kedosh and says, Kol's man that the truma is given to you on behalf of Kadosh Baruch Hu, is given it to you as an invitation. He's saying the invitation. There's a mitzvah nesinah's truma. So that's a matir of you to eat the truma, to eat the davar kodesh. But whenever you have something that is truma without a mitzvah nesinah on it yet, so that's not nitan. That's not an invitation. The invitation wasn't sent out to you. So you're crashed at Kodesh Baruch Hu's party. You weren't invited yet. When you're invited by Kodesh Baruch Hu, then you're allowed to eat it. When you crash the party, then you're Mabekdish. You're violating a Dava Kodesh. What creates the concept that Truma is now Mishum Gavaya? Once that Frosha takes place. Kol Zman, there's no Afrosha, there's no Nesina. What's fine to see this Truma? It doesn't exist yet. We don't even know which piece is going to be the Truma. So it comes out of a very, very mundane thing, very strangely, according to Rashi, but the Lumbus makes a lot of sense. That Kol Zman, that the Truma wasn't yet Hufrasha, Truma is also Asa L'Kohen. The Mati of the Issa Truma L'Kohen is the Afrosha. So, Nach Afrosha, after Afrosha, the Kohen's allowed to eat it, and that's perfectly legitimate. That's a mitzvah, maybe, even to eat it. Whereas, Kodem Afrosha, it's Beisura, I made even to the Kohen. So that's the Chor, the Bir Adav. That's the Bir Adav, Rishit, this Rashi. So if that's the case, that there is a viable Shita out there, that Tevel is also Shema Truma Shabo, which Tosfos holds is not true, but Rashi definitely said, Rashi says Beferish in Yevamos. If that's the case, then how does this impact on the Machlokes Tosfos and the Rash? So the Chor impacts greatly. Because according to the Rash, you have the following bizarre phenomena. You have an item that there's an Issa Tevel. You can violate Tevel by doing the following, even though Truma, Kol's Man would be Truma, it would not be okay. What is that? The mice are being Nenev and Nosho Kiloi. If you're Nenev and Nosho Kiloi from Tevel, that's a huge problem. Even though if a Frosh would take place, and you would go ahead and take that Truma and use Nosho Kiloi, let's put them in a Torah. So obviously, according to the Rash's model, the Rash cannot possibly hold a Rash. It's impossible for the Rash in Mishnayis and Trumas to buy into Rashi Shita. It doesn't mean Tosfos has to. Tosfos could. It's like a reverse converse, etc. The Rash cannot hold like Rashi, because you cannot have this split that something is muta b'truma and also b'tevel minatari. That concept can't exist. Tosfos may hold that way, may not hold the way, I don't know. But it's clear as day that there's no way in the world the Rash can buy into the lumps of Rashi. It's just a horror from the end of the year yesterday. Okay, good. Up to the next again. Ready to roll? Okay.
In Tosfos, would you say that tevel?
Yeah.